Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and I'm really excited for you to be here today. Our show is going to be phenomenal and life-changing. But first of all, what I'd like to do is share a deep gratitude to Dr. Pat Pasoli and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, because without this particular platform, I am not able to share or bring on guests who are able to share and really make an impact into our modern day challenges and into our lives. And I'm just deeply grateful for that. I want to also thank and show appreciation for my support, which is my friends and family, my posse of friends, right? But also too for the behind the scenes people who keep me focused and centered and help make me look better. I want to thank my producer, Jamie, and I want to thank Benny too, because man, without you two, I don't know how I'd be showing up, right? This show is all about encouraging and empowering you to live a really good life. And I'm just deeply grateful that this show has between 2 and 3 million listeners across the world. And I want to thank you for connecting after the show, in between shows, sending your emails, asking questions, looking for resources. That really just touches my heart. And so I would like to encourage you to continue to send emails, connect on Facebook, and connect with all of the ways that myself and all of my guests show up in the social platforms. So you're probably, if you're new, you're probably wondering, what do I do? So what I do is I help people live a healthy and vital life. And we take a look at root causes, whatever the dysfunction, the discomfort, or the dis-ease is within their bodies. And today's guest, man, I've learned so much from her as a colleague and as an educator. And I'm thrilled to have her today as my guest. I would like to introduce to you Shuna Morelli. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's the founder and director of the Body Mind Bridge Institute in Steilacoom, Washington. And she's developed the Body Mind Bridge method of self-healing. This is profound, because this technique is a breakthrough whole mind system that unites our conscious awareness of the deep creative levels of our mind with the innate wisdom of our physical bodies that we were born with. She guides people to engage with their own body intelligence to relieve a variety of symptoms manifesting in your body. Shuna studied with shamans in Peru and the United States. She's been a body worker, she's a teacher, she's an avid reader, and a student of quantum mechanics. She delights in exploring both human consciousness and the magnificent physical body that permeates. Shuna sees a great shift happening in the way that we deliver medical care, a shift predicated upon our emerging understanding of our deeper mind and the ability that it has to heal us. Shuna has trained a full range of healthcare professionals and has become certified and has helped those professionals become certified as body-mind bridge practitioners. And this body of professionals range from psychologists, to primary care physicians, to mental health therapists and massage therapists, and they all learn this method and use it to empower their patients, their clients, to recover from symptoms by learning how to engage in our own healing mind. I love this quote from Shuna. "I've come to see that our magnificent body is infused with spirit, that the two are always talking with one another, and that we can learn to listen in. When we do, we heal." So I would like to introduce you to my friend and my guest, Shuna Morelli.
Thank you so much, Sabrina.
You're welcome. I'm just tickled to be here and to be able to have this conversation with you, because the thing is, it's kind of long overdue, in my opinion, but it's such an important conversation to have right now, coming off of an extremely challenging and trying 2020.
Yeah, and it's been challenging so many of us in so many different levels of our lives and our life experience. So yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something that you mentioned a couple times in the intro was the idea of being engaged with our own healing, because we're not brought up to think that way, right? Mm-mm. Like if there's something wrong, you go to find an expert or a pill or something that will cure you. And that works great sometimes. And sometimes when something becomes chronic, whether it's a mental illness or emotional stuff or chronic physical stuff, when that keeps coming up, then that is actually a gift. I see it as a gift. Those things that we call symptoms aren't necessarily something to get rid of, because they are actually the deeper part of you who cares about you, trying to get your conscious attention because something needs to be done. So it's about engaging.
It is. I agree fully. And I did get your book right here, which I think is fantastic, because the title of the book is "What If Symptoms Are Your Friend?" So here's an introduction to Body Mind Bridge and your self-healing mind. And I'm someone who's not a huge fan of pills and medicines, and that fueled my education and my career development. Mm-hmm. Because really, it's important not to abdicate my health, my power, my whatever to somebody else, because they don't live in my vessel. They don't have the experiences, right? So before we really get started, though, in our conversation, if you would, I'm thinking it'd be really important to define a few things, like what is trauma, so that we have a foundation and a starting point for the conversation, if you don't mind. So for you, what is trauma? When you're working with a client, you know,
that's become part of everyday language now, thank goodness. We're talking a lot about this word trauma, and there's a mm-hmm. lot of ideas about what that is. My take on trauma is that when something happens to us, when our body kicks in the fight or flight thing, and we can't run and we can't fight it off, the last choice is to freeze. And when we are in a traumatic situation, especially when we're younger, we actually freeze ourselves. It's something that our nervous system and our endocrine system step in to do at that moment when you can't run and you can't fight, you have to freeze, and that's your last chance at survival sometimes. And so the trauma that you may be living with today is hooked in with something that happened back in your history. And the trauma itself that we experience day to day is actually, it's kind of like an erupting of those old emotions. You know how you get triggered, right? Oh. You get triggered, somebody says something and it has something to do with what happened in your past, and you get traumatized again and you get blindsided and you don't, like, where the heck did that come from? It came from the part of you that's still in your body, still holding on to that energy, that fear, that anger, that shame, and it's trying to get your attention so that you can finally let it complete its trajectory out of your body.
So stuck emotions.
Yes.
I mean, for me, it's like, let's get really simple. You know, first it's stuck emotions. And those emotions that are stuck haven't been released. And so, of course, they manifest in negative thought processes, right? Mm-hmm. They also manifest in discomfort and disease within your body. I know a client that I had worked with a few years ago who had a horrible time with irritable bowel syndrome. And anytime there was a stressful situation, that client would just tense up and all of a sudden would have these stomach issues because of the stress and anxiety that started to manifest when they were in a particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's real. It really is real. And I also, too, I talk to clients about the fact that trauma overwhelms us as individuals. And what happens is we're not able to cope or function. And it's because we either don't have the vocabulary, we don't have the understanding, or again, to your statement is we're in a situation where we're unsafe.
Yes. Yeah. And so we go into something that is called a survival trance. When we're younger and something's happening to us and we can't fight or flee, we check out. And that's called a survival trance. Psychologists call it dissociating. We check out, our awareness goes away with the idea that hopefully when our awareness returns, we'll still be okay. But we can't tolerate what's going on at the moment, so we check out. And when we check out, if we're able to immediately say, oh, that scared me, if we're immediately able to express what just happened to us, a lot of times the survival trance just takes care of itself. It just dissipates. But a lot of times we don't. It's a secret. We can't speak. And that's when, as you say, stuck emotions, those emotions are energy. They're a locus of energy in our body that our body will hold on to us for however long, until we figure out a way to go in and finish the trajectory of that emotion.
Great. I just want to break here, Shuna. We've got a break to go to. And I want to ask this question to our listeners. And when we come back, we'll answer. And that is, do we necessarily realize or recognize survival trances ourselves? And when that happens. So when we come back, we'll be meeting with Shuna Morelli and more information.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show, Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
To Live the Good Life show, everyone. And I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. And my guest today is a phenomenal joy when I ever get together with her to talk. We have very rich, vibrant conversations. And today we're talking about the body-mind bridge and self-healing techniques. And if you are just tuning in, we are going to answer the question, do we even know if we have any survival techniques or traumas, trances, survival trances, that's what it is. Not only do we know what they are, but do we even know and recognize if we have them?
Yeah.
So Shuna, again, flesh out a little bit more about what a survival trance is.
First of all, we all have them. I would say that all human beings have one or more survival trances. And this may be the very first time you've ever even heard that term. And a lot of people that I mention that term to, they kind of pause and they go, oh. And it makes sense to them somehow, intuitively, just the word survival trance. It's actually something that is meant to help us. Because as I mentioned earlier, when we're younger and traumatic things happen to us and we don't know what to do, we're trapped or whatever, we put ourselves into a survival trance. It doesn't happen to us. It happens below radar. In other words, our conscious mind doesn't do it, but our physiology kicks in. Our nervous system and our endocrine system work together to help us check out. And we actually put ourselves into a trance at that particular time. And by trance, I just mean we remove our awareness from what's going on. Later, the whole idea is later, you're able to express what that trance was, and then it will dissolve. It will deactivate. I like that word, deactivate. It can deactivate in the moment. But if we aren't able to express what just happened to us, it's the trance, the lack of awareness stays in our body and continues to hurt, continues to be afraid, etc. So now we're 30, 40, 50 years old, right? And for some reason, we're always afraid. We're always anxiety in the background, or we're depressed, and we've been working with depression for so long. And we know intuitively that there's a beginning place to those things in us, that it started somewhere. It's not just a random thing. So we intuitively know that. And so, Sabrina, you asked, do we even know if we have survival trances? A lot of people have never heard the word to be able to connect the awareness that, oh, that might be what is going on with me. That might be something that I will want to investigate someday, is to go into my deeper part of my mind and find that seven-year-old who's still in a survival trance and still trying to get our attention because of it, because they need our help.
So in your experience, are you seeing clients that come to you first for body work or for emotional work?
Yes.
And can you really separate it? I mean, quite frankly, can you really separate it? I mean, I know for myself, it's a matter of that's when they're referred, is that they're in that chronic state. And I'm the last resort before surgery or something significant. That means you're going to be losing something. So my approach is that we, you know, relax and we taper down that nervous system to be able to take a look at the root cause of really what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's very frightening for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to go there. It's too scary in their deeper mind. And I get that.
Sure. I understand that.
But here's the dealio. We don't get, in my experience, and I've worked with hundreds of clients with lots of different traumas, and no one's ever become re-traumatized as they go inside and do their deeper work. And what I've discovered is when that person is fully in charge of the journey and the choices, et cetera, then they're all up in trying, they're all up in doing something. They're actually taking action. In other words, how do I explain this? The conscious mind, our resourceful adult self, mm-hmm. when our resourceful adult self decides to do a journey like this, an inward journey, to find the parts of them that are still hurting, when they're in charge, they actually get work done, and it shifts the energy in a person's body when they go through this particular way, this body-mind bridge thing that I do. And there's other ways to do this type of work. I've just used the type of work that allows a person to be in charge of their whole thing. I'm the guide. I train people to be the guide, but the client, which, by the way, Sabrina, most of my clients are self-referred. They hear about it. They talk to me. They mm-hmm. discover, okay, so that is what I want to do, or I'm not quite ready for that yet.
Sure.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Sure.
Does that explain what this is about?
It does. It does. Absolutely. It does. I mean, we do similar work. I think our vocabulary is a little bit different, mm-hmm. But it's really profound to be able to walk alongside someone through their journey, helping them and educating them with our knowledge so that they understand what's going on with them. And that understanding allows them to be empowered to take action. And really, that's what we want. Ultimately, that's what the client, the patient wants. And we as facilitators and guides, that's what we want.
Yes.
And by doing that, there's a ton of freedom that happens. And there are chains that we've been held captive under for years that just start to melt away. And then that opens up a person emotionally, mentally, physically, to have a more vibrant and healthy, wow, a really good life, right?
Yeah, because when we hold all that stuff in us for decades, it is still affecting us daily. And then when we work with layers of it, we release layer after layer after layer of it, we have so much more life energy to do what we really want to do and moving forward in our life. And the amazing thing is a lot of us minimize our own traumas, right? We always minimize it. It's like, oh, I didn't have it as bad as so-and-so, right? And I invite people to maybe perhaps look at your traumas with more compassionate eyes.
I agree. I don't know about you, but do any of these comments just kind of give you a hiccup? Just put on your big girl panties, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get over it, move on through. Come on, let's be a trooper, right?
Yes.
And that minimizes the experience and it minimizes the emotion. And ultimately, I find with clients and patients, it's been minimizing the individual. And that is not right. And that is not good. And that is not healthy. So I'm all for, yes, connecting people to techniques and an understanding of their value and worth as individuals, mm-hmm. that their experiences are painful. And your level of pain may be different than my level of pain, but it does not, there's no comparison. It really, there is no comparison. None whatsoever. So
we don't have to suffer as much as we are.
We don't, not at all. I see that it's, gosh, this is just going so quick. We're going to another break. So when we get back, let's talk about what the four basic types of common trances are that we would experience so that people have a better understanding. And maybe we'll see that some of their character traits or their beliefs might be affected by survival trances.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
When we come back.
All righty. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Live the Good Life Show. And today my guest is Shuna Morelli. She has a Master's of Science. She's a licensed massage therapist and a certified hypnotherapist. And she has... she created an institution called the Body Mind Bridge Institute. And what she does is she helps teach healthcare professionals to facilitate, guide, and walk with their clients through a method that empowers them, their patients, to recover from their symptoms simply by learning to engage their healing mind. Welcome back, Shuna. I'm so thankful that you're here today. This is a rich conversation. Very rich. So, we've been talking a little bit about survival trances. But there's more than just the one. That is, I think, the big one. that has the largest impact on an individual. However, would you just kind of give an overview of the other types of trances and just so that we're able to really understand better?
Sure. Yeah. First of all, the word trance may be an uncomfortable word for some people because they think of the zombie thing or somebody's controlling me thing. And I just want to explain that the word trance means is that our awareness goes somewhere else. And so during a regular day of life, we're checking in and out all the time, aren't we? I mean, we can daydream, look out the window and daydream and not realize what's going on in the room kind of thing because we're checked out momentarily. That's called a low quality trance. It's not good. It's not bad. Sometimes it helps you get away from what they call beta processing, too much thinking. So it is helpful that way, but it's kind of a neutral kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Sitting down in front of a TV, watching a movie, we trance out, right? So that's what I mean by that word trance. And so there's the neutral type of trance that we all know about. There's other examples. There is the survival trance, which is kind of the focus of our talk today. There's also a positive sensory trance, and that's what makes life so worthwhile, is when we're so smelling the aroma of a rose, for example, and for just a few moments, it's like, it's a full sensory, positive sensory kind of trance. Good food, good whatever. I mean, music, that type of thing. It makes life fun. And the fourth type of trance is the one that is actually transformative because it's called the restorative trance. And that's what body-mind bridge work is centered on. It is centered on, as I mentioned earlier, helping this 10% of our mind, this conscious mind, know how to safely go into the deeper mind and to make some changes, to make some transformations. So that's called a restorative trance. So the four general types of trance are the neutral, the survival trance, the positive sensory, and the restorative. So there's the overview.
Perfect. Okay. So that, and I mean, oh gosh.
Where do we go from here?
I know. Right. So, but what's really exciting is, okay, so I showed the book, right? I don't know. Yeah. Jamie, do you have a picture of the book? So I'm really excited. Shuna, what are you offering our guests, our listeners?
Oh, that's the first book that I wrote. And it's a 3-chapter introduction to this work. And I'm offering 3 free ebooks of that particular one. It was actually one of my students for my course was a psychiatrist. And when she finished my course, she said, could you write something up that I can, something short, you know, concise that I can give my patients so that they can read it and decide if they want to do this type of work with her, with this psychiatrist. So I thought, and I had never written a book before. And I thought, okay, I'll throw something together. And it was so fun. So that's what this is. It's a basic, basic intro. And the second book that I wrote is more like the whole curriculum. It's this book right here, The Body-Mind Bridge and the Self-Healing, Self-Healing Mind. So that's more of the whole curriculum of what I'm doing.
Okay, great.
But the first one is the one I'm giving away.
Yes, the What If Symptoms Are Your Friend. So to receive a copy, I mean, we've got what, three copies to give away. So please call in to the show, 1-800...
I'll give it away. I'll help you out there. It's 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819.
Perfect. Call in, leave your name, your phone number, and your email address, and Shuna will contact you after the show. I think it's great because this book really explains everything quite simply, Shuna, so that we can start to, as individuals, do our own work. Start that and work on some of the surface stuff. I don't know about you, Well, I would imagine that we're similar in how we're working with clients is that they come to us with a specific issue. And then what happens is that we deal with a specific issue, and then we find that there are underlying things that we need to work with them on.
Yeah, they come with a what I call a symptom, and a lot of us think symptoms are just physical, but we have, you know, emotional. So we have all kinds of types of symptoms. So they could come because they've been working with depression. I mean, in depression for so long, and they've tried everything, and they realize there's something deeper. Or they come with chronic hip pain, and they've been everywhere, and the MRI is clear, and there's no physical reason why their hip hurts. So they know that there's something deeper inside. And it's usually, in my experience, it's some kind of survival trance that has lodged in the body. And again, it's a friend, because that hip pain, as uncomfortable as it is actually, again, trying to get our attention.
Sure.
It's so really, that we can release something, yeah.
It's fascinating how everything really is connected.
Isn't it?
And dealing with this inner work really focuses and highlights the fact that self-care is so vitally important. And that is nutritionally, that's movement. I mean, that's seeking good, healthy social circles. Always looking for what's best for you and then for others, but what's best for you, so that there's... again, no marginalization, honoring and valuing yourself as an individual and your value and worth, and most importantly, feeding and taking care of your heart.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't very much conversation around the heart piece, and yet the biggest disconnect, I think, is between the brain and the heart. I mean, that's what, maybe 18 inches? I mean, and that's the hardest path to travel and connect is head and heart. And I believe that those survival trances have been part of what separated us as individuals.
Yeah, I was just going to go there.
Great.
You know, you mentioned the whole self-care thing, and there'll be people listening who might think, I don't know how to do self-care. I don't think I'm worth it. I mean, they want to, but they don't. There's something stopping them from taking care of themselves, basically. And they know what they need to do. We all know what we need to do, right? But there's something that stops them. And it, again, in my experience, it's a survival trance. Something happened when you were a little child that made you feel worthless. And so 40 years later, you still feel that way, even though you're successful out in the world, kind of thing. You know, your outer appearance is one way, but inside you're thinking, I don't know how to take care of myself. I get it, but something's stopping me. And that's another example of how a survival trance is still in us and is still impacting our life, you know, decades later. Mm-hmm. I want to say, instead of saying it's pretty amazing, I want to say we're pretty amazing.
Right? Because
oh my God,
we are all innately born with that magnificent gift deep within inside us.
Yeah.
And when preparing for this this conversation with you, I just had to go back and just review, you know, my foundation and the terms and how they resonate with me. And I just want to encourage people and remind them that traumas create emotional responses, okay? And traumas are terrible events. They could be mean words that are said. They could be something that happens to us physically. It could be, oh my gosh, a number of things. It could be being in an automobile accident and there are some emotions that are get trapped in the body and mm-hmm. manifest its way to something obnoxious. But maybe more of that when we come back, but it's time for another break. Shuna, thank you.
Before we break, can I just mention one thing?
Yes.
I want to make sure people realize that traumas don't have to be huge things to affect your life. I mean, just a bully saying something to you in the fourth grade, there's a survival chance. Falling out of a tree as a kid and having to go to the hospital there, you know, or surgery. There are so many mundane ways that we can feel traumatized and they can still affect us. It doesn't have to be, you know, a soldier in combat or witnessing horrible violence. It can be something more mundane than that.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Thank you for that clarification. Yeah. More when we come back, and we'll have some tips for you so that you can start your healing process.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, people who prefer to take in information through their five senses tend to see things in practical details. And people who prefer to take in information intuitively see patterns in the big picture. And so a great strategy for those who prefer sensing is to group detailed thoughts and written communication into three headlines so as not to overwhelm the intuitive person with too many details. And people who prefer intuition should be direct, don't assume, and take time to group random big ideas into three groups so as not to overwhelm the sensing person with vague possibilities. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, KerriNail.com. That's KerriNail.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Shuna Morelli, and we're talking survival trances, and we're talking about the mind-body bridge and how integrated we are. And I was just sharing with her that I didn't realize until this conversation that I actually had a check and realized that a few years ago, I was in a conversation with someone. I don't even remember what the conversation was about, but the individual looked at me and said, you know what, don't be so smart and don't be so involved. And it just, my thought process at the time was, man, that's rude. But instead of saying anything, I just kind of, you know, pushed it down, walked on and walked away. And then later, like during the break, I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute. That happened to me. That's kind of rude. Where more times than not, and looking at back at it, the person who told me that was a very insecure individual and quite frankly had different gifts than I did. And yet when we collaborated and we worked together and she did what she was gifted at and I did what I was gifted at, man, the kind of work that we did was phenomenal. And this was nonprofit work.
But that one comment from her kind of shut you down for a while, right?
For a while, it did.
And that's a very wonderful example of a quick survival trance. It's like, oh my God, I shouldn't say anything. I shouldn't be me. I shouldn't express who I am because somebody just told
me that. Right? Exactly. It was almost like a little bug got squished. You know, my little heart got tweaked or whatever. And it was like, yeah, for quite some time. I mean, I ended up withdrawing from nonprofit work. And yeah, wow. Shuna, how can people get in touch with you?
Probably the best way would be my email. And it is S. Morelli, and I'll spell it Morelli, 555 at Gmail. S. Morelli, 555 at Gmail. I'd love to hear from you.
Perfect. Thank you. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, you can go to my Instagram and drop me a message. You can go to my, which is Live the Good Life Sabrina. You can go to my Facebook public figure page, Sabrina A. Wright, or you can go to my website, therightbalance.com. Wright is W-R-I-G-H-T, and drop me a message there. We want to hear from you and we want to continue the conversation because quite frankly, you're worth it. You're worth the help. You're worth the freedom, you're worth the health and the vitality. So yeah, let's keep that conversation going. So, Shuna. someone listening to the show and having little epiphany moments and thinking, you know, I wonder if I've got... Ooh, we have a caller. I'm sorry, Shuna, I'll put mine on hold. So we have a caller. We have, she has a question. Lisa from California, welcome.
Hi, ladies, how are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Great.
Okay, so Shuna, I have a question for you. If people, I know people are a bit hesitant, some people are a bit hesitant to meet with you in person or to meet with people in person. Is the work that you do able to be done virtually?
Yes. In fact, that's what I do now. All the work that I do now is virtual. And I am so amazed how well it translates. It's pretty amazing because if we do this type of work together, you know, on Zoom or something, you get to be, you know, in your own home, in your own bed, nice and safe, you're sitting up on your sofa. So yes, the answer is yes.
Fantastic. Because I'm sure a lot of people would want to take advantage of that and not feel like if they're listening from another part of the country, obviously it's not feasible for them to come to Washington. But more importantly, like you said, they feel safe and comfortable in their own home. So that's fantastic. So thank you. That's wonderful.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you for that question, Lisa. I know. I think that that's one of the biggest gifts from last year is the fact that we can do our work virtually and help more people, really help more people. Because this isn't, you know, like Lisa said, this isn't just a Washington therapy or a Washington resource. This is a global resource. And now, I mean, it's brilliant that we can actually connect globally.
It is, isn't it?
For all of this.
Absolutely. It's kind of like the neurons in our body. I mean, you know, in the last few minutes, I would love to be able to give everyone something that they can do, you know, an actionable step.
Talk about it.
Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to. Yes.
So we often don't think of our body as intelligent, but oh my God, there's so much intelligence in our physicality. I mean, I don't know how to digest my lunch. I don't know how to do that. There's so much intelligence. And if you come from the aspect of every one of our cells is aware, is conscious, they're all talking to each other. There's a conversation going on all the time. And a lot of times we're not privy to that conversation because we're busy out in the world. So the next time you feel triggered, the next time you feel that something old coming up and blindsiding you, here's something simple you can do. Excuse yourself, go to a private place, close your eyes, find your breath. I'm sure you all know how to just move your awareness inside and find a place, a location in your physical body where you're feeling that emotion. Are you feeling it in the chest? Are you feeling it in the belly? Are you feeling it in your kneecaps? Are you feeling it in your forehead? You're closing your eyes and you're moving your awareness to the part of your body that is where you feel the sensation. And then just be curious and in your mind's eye, see what's there. And whatever random image pops up, speak with it. Have a conversation. Be curious, like, all right, so who are you? What is it that you need? That type of thing. How are you serving me? Just have a conversation with it. And that emotion will disintegrate. And you will regain your control, not because you're squishing it down, but because you're hearing what it is that this greater intelligence in you is trying to get to you, trying to help you understand. It's an adventure. It's an amazing thing when you start listening to the body. And I know we hear that about that all the time, but when the only way we can really hear that is if we move ourselves into a quieter mind, the alpha mind. And that's a whole nother topic. But when we become quieter in ourselves, then we can move our awareness to that part in our body. Then we can imagine what a symbol or an image of something that's there and have a conversation with it. And you'll learn something from your intelligent body that you need to do differently to care for yourself.
I like that.
Thank it's like you. Specific to you.
Right? Right?
Our healing exactly. information is specific to us.
Mm-hmm.
Based on our life.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Powerful, powerful tool. Thank you, Shuna. Again, Shuna, tell us what you brought other than that fantastic tip to deactivate. What do you have available for some of our listeners who call in today?
Oh, the ebook. Yes, I've got, how many copies are left? Two left?
I think there's two left.
Two copies of the ebook left. Yes, the first book, my introductory book. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
I'd love for people to read it. It really gives you a foundation of how amazing we are.
What if symptoms are our friends?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you so much, Shuna, for taking the time out of your day today to come on the show. Let's talk about what's important. Offer helpful tips for everyone on their way to living a healthier, more vital life. And folks, if you want to get in touch with Shuna, do it by email. And that email, Shuna, is?
smorelli555@gmail.com. And Morelli is spelled M-O-R-E-L-L-I.
All righty. Let's continue this conversation. And thank you so much, Shuna.
Sabrina, thank you.
It was my pleasure. We're going to have to have you back next year.
All right. In January, let's do it.
Ooh, all right.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great day, everyone. And you've been listening to Live the Good Life Show. And my name is Sabrina Wright. Have a great day. And may you just feel really empowered to enjoy yourself. All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.